How would your life be different if you were not a Christian? Oh, for some of us who have lived surrounded by Christian people, it's hard to imagine. But what if you had no interest in God? How would your life be less or more or just the same? What would you miss about church? I would never sing out loud in public were it not for church on Sunday. Which of your friends would not be your friends? If you had never met the people you have met in Sunday school, how great a loss would that be? How would your family change? How would you spend your time differently? Would you be home this morning reading the News and Observer right now? Would you be preparing for whatever ball game is going to be coming on today? Whatever. What do you do because you are a Christian that makes you happy? Which religious activities could you do without? What would be easier if you weren't a Christian? Do you feel good about the time that you spend helping strangers? Do you wish you still had all the money that you'd given away? Have there been experiences that you would hate to have missed? Hope-filled books you are glad that you read. Experiences of God's grace and worship. Times that you've cared for hurting people. If you were not a Christian, would your life be less interesting? You see, every once in a while the disciples thought about how different their lives would have been if they had never met Jesus. It started so quietly. John the Baptizer is standing with two of his students when Jesus walks by and John says, "That's the one. You know him. You know how cocky I can be," John says, "but I'm not worthy to tie his sandals." The two disciples are understandably curious. They're wondering what's going on. They start following Jesus, and he turns and he asks, "What are you looking for?" And they answer nervously, "We thought we would see where you're staying." In other words, "We don't have anything better to do, so we're wondering what you're doing." Just Jesus offers the invitation that will change their lives. He says to them, "Come and see. Come and see what God has done." Some years ago, we had a VBS that was the song, "Come and see what God has done. Da-da-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun." See, I can do strange things. It's "Come and see." We invite you to come and see, to come and be a part of what it is. You see, they stay with Jesus all day because he's interesting. They have no idea what they are getting themselves into. They don't know that they will end up leaving behind their nets, their boats, their homes, their friends, their work, their families, their retirement. They will end up changing their ideas about almost everything that they think they believe in now. Andrew goes to get his brother. "You have to come and see this guy," he says. Simon is dragged along, going more so that his brother will leave him alone than out of any great faith that he might have. Now, when Jesus meets Simon, he says, "Your name is going to be the Rock." You see, the often confused Simon is anything but a rock. But everything is starting to change in his life. Most of the time, we move toward God in small steps, taken out of curiosity more than taken out of faith. Sometimes we're curious. We want to see. I'll go. I'll go listen. I'll go check it out. I've heard people say, "I'll go over there and listen to that girl preach. But you know, women ain't supposed to be in that pulpit. That's just wrong. But I'll go listen." Some stayed. Some changed their mind. Some changed their ideal. Because maybe it wasn't me, but it was what I was saying, what God was allowing me to say. Then others held hard to what they thought they believed in, to something that is just something of society. That is not nothing of the Bible, because that is who they are. They can't let go of those things. "I'll go just out of curiosity. I'll go. I'll go along. Have you ever just gone along for the ride? I have. You never know where you're going to end up. Have you ever just gone along for the ride? Somebody says, come and go with me. I'm going to be going down the road here. I'm going to go meet so-and-so. I'll be gone a few minutes, and you might be back in a few hours or all day long. You see, that's the way it is. Come and see. I invite you to come and be a part. You see, we move towards things out of curiosity more than we do out of faith. So what are we looking for? What are you looking for? What am I looking for? What are we looking for in worship today? Why did we come to church this morning? You see, some of us here are here because our parents didn't give us a choice. Some of these children are here because their parents says, no, we're going to church, just get up, get with it, let's go. For some others, our mother's voice is still in our brain somewhere telling us to go to church in our minds. We know that we're supposed to go. And we can't get rid of it, no matter how hard we try sometimes. Sometimes it takes years. And we're still somewhere out there on the fringes, but we know we're supposed to be here. And we come back. Some of us are here because it's easier to come than to argue with a spouse about it. Many times people say, you know, what are we doing? I think about that sometimes. Years ago when I was a kid, there was a girl in my church. And she was very outspoken. She still is. But when we were little, she was a little bit older than I am, but her parents were fussing and arguing that morning, trying to get ready to go to church and all that. And if whenever I was a kid on Sunday morning, everybody got up, everybody got breakfast, everybody got, you knew what you were going to put on, and you had it on. And usually we were waiting. We got ready and sat on the couch because you didn't want to be late because my daddy didn't like to be late, and Mama didn't like to be late. We got there on time. We weren't these people that I see coming in at 10:05 for Sunday school or 10:15. We were there at 9:30. We were those people. We were not those people if we didn't make Sunday school, which was very, very, very seldom. We were not those people that come in at 11:15. We were those people that were there. If we missed Sunday school, we were there at 10:30 waiting. We were on time because that was something you had to do. You were not late because that was important. Some people can be up all morning. They can get up at 5 or 6 o'clock and still can't get to church before it's the dot. I can tell you that. I know them personally. So, that's just one of those things. It's about who we are. It's kind of in our brain. It's how we do things. But this particular Sunday morning, this young lady, like everybody else, the thing that was on TV on Sunday morning at my house was Jubilee. The Gospel Jubilee would be on. I don't know all those people. The Florida Boys would be singing. Those were the songs I sung, and the Happy Goodman family would be on there, those kind of things. That's the only thing you listened to before you went to church because you'd hit that button and you were out the door. But this particular Sunday morning, this girl and her mom and daddy would just fuss it and argue. And she was this kind of person that was the way they got in the car and they're going down the road. And you know what she said? She said, well, here we go to church, the Happy Goodman family. Well, give her parents something to think about. And they tell that story, and it was kind of funny because sometimes I see parents coming in and they're pulling and dragging young'uns and come here, get out of that car, don't do that, you know, get in here. And they're frustrated. They're tired. They're wore out before they get here because they've allowed things, they've allowed stuff to get in the way. Sometimes they didn't start early enough. How many of you do things and don't start early enough? How many of you leave for an appointment and give yourself just enough time to get there with nobody in your way, with nothing happening? That's kind of how sometimes we live our lives. People just take off and zoom and get there. They come sliding into a parking lot, rocks are flying, and stop and run out and go in. That's the way they live their lives, just moment, moment, moment. Not getting somewhere early, not relaxing, not taking time, not enjoying things around us. You see, Jesus tells us to come and see. Come and see. Come and be prepared. You know, most of us didn't come here this morning with great expectations. The religious reasons we have for being here are mixed at best. We're interested in thinking about how we could live lives better, but only up to a point. We don't want to get too good. We just want to be okay. If we're in worship today for no good reason, that's okay. Lots of people find their way to this place by accident. Not only this place, but all churches. Jesus says to us, come and see. The disciples stumble along, following without knowing where they are going, discovering well after the fact that they have wandered onto a path that leads them to God's grace. Come and see, Jesus says. And in John's gospel, the disciples soon taste water that was turned into wine. Watch in horror as Jesus clears the temple. And they listen with amazement as Jesus' words to Nicodemus that the Spirit of God blows wherever it wills. That it will blow on the good and the bad, the just and the unjust. They stumble onto a way of life that they have never imagined in their lives. What are you looking for today? Deep in our souls, we are looking for something to believe in and to hold on to. In this world that is so crazy and full of stuff all the time, we are looking for something to believe in and to hold on to. Something important enough to live for. And something big enough to claim our passions. We are looking for challenge and purpose. We are looking for God. We're looking for God. What begins with curiosity becomes a step towards grace. The emptiness that you and I feel from time to time is God calling us to the paths that lead to meaning. God lets us know that we can look beyond our computers, we can look beyond our coffee cups into the enchanted possibilities of grace. God is the one who makes us long for something that lasts. He puts that desire in our hearts for something that lasts longer than just a few moments, longer than just a few days, but for a lifetime. God draws us toward life even when we don't recognize what is happening. Come and see is how the disciples' story begins. It's a wonderful line and a great way to start a story. Come and see what God has done. Come and see what is going to take place. Come and see is the invitation to explore, to discover, and to travel without knowing exactly where we are going. But to know that if we catch a glimpse of God, we will also catch a glimpse of who we can be. If we catch a glimpse of God, we can also catch a glimpse of who we can be. Come and see. Come and look for places where we've never been. Come and see what it means to hope. Come and see what it means to believe. Come and see what it means to follow. You see, we are in church to open ourselves up to God, who will lead us to new places. You see, the people who follow Jesus end up doing things that Jesus did. Oh yeah, they care for the hurting. They listen to the lonely. They feed the hungry. They pray for the brokenhearted. They bandage those who are wounded. They do more than is expected. They look for God and they find extraordinary lives. And you know, we care for hurting people. Sometimes those hurting people are outside these walls. Sometimes they're sitting in the pew right next to you. We listen to the lonely because they come to this place to not be so lonely. We listen to them in the highways and byways. We feed the hungry right here, literally some days. We pray for the brokenhearted because in every pew sits a broken heart. We never know. There's a song that says, in the shadow of the steeple, someone's crying. Someone's broken. Someone's lost. We see it all over our world. We bandage those who are wounded. We listen. We take heart. We do what we can. We do more than is expected. Miss Vicki asked you this. She's been asking you for two or three Sundays, what have you done? What have you done? Are you doing anything? Have you thought about it? Just do something. It don't take much to pick up a telephone and make a call and tell somebody you're thinking about them. To write a card and let them know you're missing them. That you love them, that you're praying for them. That you don't know what's going on in their life, but that you're lifting them up. It doesn't take much. But it means so very much. You see, the spirit of adventure is what calls us to worship. We come to seek the meaning of life. We come to join with people on a journey. And we ask God to help us see where grace invites us. We are here to look at the gifts that we've been given and the needs of the world around us. We come to this place to discover the possibilities, and they're endless. They're everywhere. They're out there. You see, if we worship God, if we share our lives with other people looking for God, we will see beyond what we have assumed. If we look for God, we will find that God is looking for us, and God is offering us life. Think about that. If we look for God, we will find that God is looking for us and offering us life. You see, he says, come and see what God has done. And this is what it is. Let us pray. Great and mighty God, I do thank you this day for your word. I thank you, Lord, for John and the wonderful gospel message that we hear today. I thank you, Lord, for just allowing us to be in this place this day to search out the things of our heart and our mind, to truly see you, Lord, for who you are. To see you, Lord, in the faces of the people that we meet each and every day. To see you, Lord, in the kindnesses that come our way. So, Lord, this day, be with us. Allow us, Lord, to see you. Allow us, Lord, to share that hope, not only this day, but every day with someone around us. To come and see what God has done in our lives, what he's doing and what he can do. Where do we go from here? We are all on a different journey, the same objective in mind, but at different levels of it. We walk different walks, though hopefully we should talk the same talk. We should know what it is, Lord, to serve you in all that we do. Be with us now and bless our time, for it's in our name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of decision this morning is hymn number 5.